Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
Ten minutes after 8 here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings. It is 75 degrees. I'm Chris Miller.
Wow, that temperature is rising. I'm Patty Mercer.
You can find us on FM 100.1, AM 1340. We're on CN2. You can see us there. That's Comporium Cable Channel 102, as well as Facebook Live and YouTube. And as we said, Patty, 75. The sun is shining bright. Very little breeze. Going to be hot and humid today. Today's the day. If you got to be outside, get that stuff done early or late in the evening. Drink lots of water because, again, we just heard from our friend Keith Monday, the heat index is going to be well north of 100 degrees today.
And it can sneak up on you.
Hey, we got in the studio now our friends from York Technical College, Allison, Terry, and Grant Suskin. Good morning.
Good morning.
You guys came in with some shiny, shiny medals.
Yes.
And anytime I see that, first the question is, how in the world did y'all get these medals?
So at York Technical College, we participate in a thing called Skills USA, and it's basically a platform where you can showcase your programs nationally and statewide. So we recently just came back from our national competition in Atlanta, and York Tech brought home 16 medals.
Yay!
16 medals. That is a big clap.
Yes. We had first place in engineering, technology design. That program is pretty cool. What happens is they have to identify a problem and then provide a solution for that problem. So our students actually worked with local farmers, and they did soil sampling. And so depending on whether or not they needed water to grow or what they needed to help make the best of their crops to continue to grow. And so it's something they built from scratch. They 3D printed it. It was a great module, and hopefully we'll have that patent pretty soon, so it'd be pretty cool to recognize that. But at a national scale, we are competing against every college in the U.S., all 50 states.
Wow.
And so our project that we made was number one in the nation. So,
and this right here is like all of these winnings, 27 top 10 finishers from York Tech. That's amazing.
Yes. We were fifth place for plumbing in the nation. We were sixth place for criminal justice. CNC, we were top 10. Electrical, we were top 10 as well. So it allows students to be able to not only learn a trade, but showcase in front of industry. The judges are all industry professionals. So if you're competing in electrical, it is electrical companies, multiple electrical companies, and they have certain things that they want a student to be able to display. Can they bend conduit? Can they install wire? Can they put a panel up? And then there's also an interview process with that. In technical trades, a lot of times they talk about soft skills and needing those soft skills. And so part of their competition is the ability to communicate what they've learned, what they're doing, and what their hopes are for their career as well.
So, Allison, I'm going through some of these like winners here, like opening, closing ceremony, community service. Is this a project that they do in advance, or is it something they do on site? How does that work?
Yeah, so like, for example, the community service competition, those were actually the building construction trade students from York Tech.
Okay.
And so they audited my program, and what ways can I improve in my program? And so they reached out to the city of Rock Hill, and so we are actually revitalizing a house for low-income housing for the city of Rock Hill. So they put a proposal together. They do it with intentions, you know, just like we use SMART goals in businesses. Mm-hmm. They did the same with their project. And so as in building construction, we're doing that project, they actually measure that success, and then they share it on a national scale. So that way, you know, we can also pull ideas from other states and what they're doing to for community service as well. So
what is open and closing ceremony?
Yeah.
Opening and closing ceremony is basically a theater reenactment of the opening and closing ceremony for Skills USA. And so it allows all different students to participate in this. You know, a lot of times maybe a theater student doesn't feel like they can do welding or whatever, but this allows them to be able to showcase their skills and abilities. So and most of those students are from general education and theater students.
Because you got seven bronze medals in that category. That's impressive.
Yes, indeed.
And, you know, I think about how everyone is looking to have an edge when they walk into a job interview. Mm-hmm. Walking in with one of those pretty boxes with those medals, I would say that's a That's kind of like a pre-qualifier that you are top of the tops.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, at York Tech, we were just doing our totals for, because we started this in 2023 for our college, and so far we have 29 national championships.
Ah.
And so it's across the board throughout different areas of the college as well, because not only do we want to teach a program, but we want to be the best in it. We want to make sure that our students are well prepared for the workforce. And so by having industry professionals measure us, that solidifies what we're doing.
We're speaking with Allison Terry and Grant Suskin from York Technical College. Grant, what does having this mean to York Technical College?
I mean, it's incredibly important for us. It's something, like Allison said, we discovered about 3 years ago, and it's really, you know, we talk a lot about having low-cost, high-quality education, yeah. And while it is 100% true, this is just another way to prove that. We can go to these state competitions and have our students excel and prove that they are the best at what they do in the state of South Carolina, and then we can follow that up by going to nationals and achieving that similar type of success and saying that we're the best in the country. I mean, is there any better way to validate that we are about what we say we're about? Yeah.
Grant, on a broader scale, just in terms of, we live in a world today where everyone's, you know, trying to pinch pennies as much as they can, number one. And number two, a lot of high school graduates are wondering, what am I going to do with my life? And I was raised, my generation, oh, you got to go to a four-year school. Got to do it. That's just what you do.
Right.
But the questions now for those coming out of high school is, well, if I go to a four-year school, what is my career going to be? And I know I have a stepdaughter that just graduated. She's going to be enrolling at York Technical College in the fall because myself and her mom sat down with her and said, what do you want to do? And she told us exactly what we want to do. And you said, you need to be at a technical college because the field you want to be in, that's where you get the skill sets for that. And so what are you seeing as a whole? And, you know, bringing in the Skills USA wins to grow on your side.
I mean, well, you're absolutely right. I think, like you're saying, going to a four-year, you're risking taking on a little bit more debt.
Huge amount of debt.
You're talking about, you know, different kinds of jobs. There's all these conversations about AI and how that's going to impact the workforce as well. But York Tech, those skills can't be replaced by anything. Those have to be done by people. And it's also significantly more affordable as a two-year option. You know, if you're the kind of student who wants to go to a four-year, but maybe it's the price is kind of daunting, you can come to York Tech for 2 years for significantly less money and have a great transfer pathway into a four-year school that you're looking to go to. Or if you're more focused on a trades program, you can jump into that. We've also got micro-credentials. So if you're someone who is in the workforce now and you're looking for a way to kind of upskill and maybe reach that next level in your job, we have a workforce and economic development team. They can put together all kinds of trainings to help you grow as a professional as well.
It seems that there is a trend. It is shifting. And people are kind of looking at, number one, what do I want to do and where can I find the best place to get it? York Tech, I mean, come on, Skills USA, not only are you right here in our backyard, you are on a platform that reaches far beyond South Carolina. So when we're looking at moving forward, it seems like people are now looking at debt on one hand, or I can make a lot of money with this skill. And not very many people, compared to four-year degrees, may know it. You learn a skill and you do with it, you develop it, and you can make a lot of money.
And within our programs, so I'm the department chair for building construction as well, we have short-term credentials. We know that some people want to get into HVAC or some people want to get into electrical. Majority of our programs, and there's different time scales, but like in my program, it's 16 weeks. 16 weeks.
So in 4 months.
You have a plan.
In 4 months, somebody can walk in and be an HVAC, you know, be able
installer.
To installer.
Yep.
Wow. Yep. And you work with companies locally to help, you know, connect the two.
Exactly. Exactly.
I love it.
So like a student may come into the electrical program for 16 weeks and they accomplish that certificate. It's a foundation, but then they can go work for a company who has a 4-year apprenticeship or something along those lines. And that's a very common success pathway for most of the trades.
Yeah. You can be very proud of that because you did it the right way.
And when you have days like this, Chuck, HVAC, I can speak for so many HVAC owners in town. They are begging for employees.
Exactly.
You know, they need service techs, they need installers, and these are jobs, and talking to them, that are making starting salaries significant money coming out with, and you're talking folks that could come there, they get their high school degree, they could be 18 years old, and 4 months later, the working at an HVAC company making pretty good money.
Exactly. And within credit program, we offer standard credentials for industry. So, for example, in HVAC, EPA certifications required to handle refrigerant or OSHA certification and things like that. So that's what makes our students more employable because they learn that foundation as well.
And you mentioned soft skills. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's hard to find. Tell me what that looks like in this industry.
So, like, for example, HVAC, the student would have to learn to be able to talk to a customer. They would have to learn mm-hmm. how to give pricing to a customer. And if they don't do that internal work and work on those soft skills, that could also be the way they make money or lose money. So that's embedded also within our program, is to be able to not only know what you're learning, be able to explain it to a customer, be able to explain it to your fellow employees. And, you know, that's a lot of internal work that it's more than just knowing a concept, but being able to speak on it.
Confidence.
Of course, this is Allison Terry and Grant Suskin with the York Technical College. Guys, congratulations on the 27 top 10 finishers at the Skills USA competition.
Thank you.
It is 8:20 here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings.